So Brian Little did take 25 to 30 stitches to repair an ear. He has a perforated eardrum. Presently, the symptom he's dealing with is vertigo. Positives are our doctors expect him to make a full recovery. I don't have any timeline for you. It was just let the healing happen. And that's it.
I guess you don't have a book to consult on this one.
So, but no, it's almost like any other injury. You get through that kind of phase, the traumatic part's over, and then you see where you're at, and you go from there. But he's in good spirits. He's you know, one side of his head's bigger than the other, but he's good.
Is he still in the hospital?
Yeah, I don't know if he, right this minute. I know at some point today we expect him to be released. There's tests and some readings of some things that happened, so I wouldn't get in my car and race over there and then say you lied to us and he wasn't there. So,
but
the expectation is to be going home today.
There's the hobby aspect, of course, and then there's the personal aspect. What's the last day happened like for you from the hit on?
Well, it's really personal when you see. I can't really tell from the bench where he gets hit. I know he's got a visor on, but it's almost worse when there's not much blood because you're thinking he got hit in the eye. That's where I go, and your stomach gets sick. But he got up, and we get a report back out. He's okay, right? So they come out and tell us because now you got everybody asking. They're kind of looking at Robbie on the bench, and then he's okay, so we're feeling good. And then fairly early on, you know, what we're hearing is he's going to be all right. It's going to take some time, but he's going to be all right. So everybody kind of settled down, and then kind of turns to Nick Ehlers because – I mean, his next few stretch, and understandably, but his next few shifts, he was obviously off. And close bunch of guys. Brian is so well liked in the locker room that everybody just, you know, you feel sick for him. But you do get a lot of, it's like when it could be disastrous news, you go, hey, he's going to be okay. You go, okay, it's not so bad then. We'll be all right then. So we're happy for him now.
Why is now the right time to split up Blake and Mark?
Here's where this whole thing starts. It started Nick Ehlers and Jack Roslevic when they were together. Brian came off his injury. I really, really liked the two of them. And then everybody comes back healthy. Brian comes back. Patty comes back. And, you know, I think we're kind of 4-2-1 since Brian came back. So we like the structure of where we're at. But my first thought was, okay, we're going to lose a forward here in that kind of top six role. Jack has to come back in. Where's the best fit? And I'd like to see that speed in the middle with that speed on the wings. I've been interested in seeing Kyle, Mark, and Patrick play together for a while. But I needed Patrick to kind of get his intensity game up. I think he's done that for us this year, so I think he's in a position to make it work. So I want to see him. I mean, there's lots of other places we can go with this, but this was the one I was most interested in seeing and have seen him part with. Blake's a really good low center in our end. He's physically strong. And for in terms of dealing with a maybe an inexperienced back end, he's the right guy for me to come in the middle so I can keep Lowry in the middle with Kopp, which makes him a little heavier line, and I think it structures our game all right.
He went to center and played well in an important stretch for you a couple of years ago. What did you learn about him as a center then, and what do you tell him to just do the same thing?
You know, that he could play center. Like he is so aware of what he wants from his center iceman, where he needs his center iceman in terms of breakout plays, counter plays, offensive zone positioning when we lose the puck. So he will always, as a winger, you read off that center. What Blake's done is he's processed where the center should be. And he's a pretty young centerman in Mark Scheifele that he kind of broke in. So he just takes that and he transfers. Work ethic usually covers off about 85% of the game in probably all pro sports. That's all fine. New guy, right? Not the regular guy. Didn't get the rules. All right.
Sorry.
You know what's sad for you is you got to buy lunch. Everybody knows that. It's a big group, and Ken eats like a goat. So this might be a credit card. So he'll be a good center. How about that?
Who are your best talkers on defense that might help with the transition?
Well, Beteto hasn't stopped talking since he got here. You know, you've got, you know, all of them now. Like Pionk and Morrissey will call for pucks. Roslovic has kind of become one of the chirpers on our team, one of the guys who's talking on the bench. Blake will call for a puck, you know. I mean, he will be actually become one of those because he calls for pucks on wings. He's a bit of a talker. Brian's quiet. Mark's quiet. Lowe's will bark for one or two. Gus hasn't been here long enough to yell at anybody yet. So, let's just say Blake now becomes one of them.
Paul, have you played nine games at Santa Caroline Center?
Yeah.
Was there just something about keeping him and Adam together?
So both. There wasn't enough really offense generated in that combination for what I felt was in some ways the loss of that third line, that checking line, so that the sacrifice didn't get paid off. It may come to that. I'm more likely to, you know, to move maybe Andrew on the wing on one of those lines, and if I needed more speed with Adam, but that's some games from now.
What can you tell us about Gabriel Bourque?
He's going to be out a minimum of 4 weeks.
Lower up?
Lower, yeah.
From the shot block or something?
It's not from that.
Paul, in preseason, you had that one game where you had Blake playing with Adam and Andrew.
Yeah.
Like a pretty dynamic trio preseason, yeah. Granted. Is that, you talked about a number of ways you could go. Is that another combination you consider?
Not while Brian's out. It would then pull two out of our top six kind of offensive forwards to stabilize a line that I don't think needs to be stabilized. Does it look good? You love it because it's huge, right? And now you've got some real speed on it. If your priority one was to put together kind of the best checking line you can, I'd put Blake there with Adam. I mean, they would dominate. I just don't think we can do that now.
Luoto gets the call up.
Yeah.
There's a few guys that have been going pretty well. I think
yeah.
We moved over the last week.
Right.
So what was it that got him up? The penalty kill aspect?
No, positioning. Priority one was position for us because we did move Gustus into the wing when Cease came up. We were all right with that, but it's not his position, right? And when you're 19, you need to almost leave the guy in his position. We like Shaw on the right considerably more than left. So position one was left winger. And then while there's been some guys that playing well or had some good games this weekend, my memory is training camp now. It's still close enough to camp that I think we're still paying the guys that had a great camp. He had a great camp. I got a pretty good handle on what he's going to be able to do.
Blake wouldn't have the points most people would have expected
from
him so far this year. Is part of this move maybe, you know, a new look meant to help spark him?
No, the driver of this is not to get him going, but there's offensively, but there's a belief that it absolutely could, right? Because when Brian came back, Nicky had a couple goals, Brian scored. Like that line, there was some action there in the offensive zone. So there's a really fast line again. With Mark's speed and Kyle Connor's speed, there's enough there for Patrick. They also, those guys play the game a little differently. And you think of the pass that Mark made to Patrick kind of across his body back into the hole. That option's there now for him. We think it can look good.
What are some of the benefits of getting Blake some additional touches? Like that's one of the
big time. There is a lot. So that was the smile on his face after practice. You know, he touched the puck 10% more, and those guys want the puck, right? So the guys in the middle of the ice touch the puck more, for sure. So he enjoyed it.
What was his reaction when you asked him or told him?
I sent him a text yesterday. It was an off day for the players. I said, this is a direction I'd like to consider. I had some line combinations. His answer was yes. I'd love to. And then we talked about it a little bit more. But this is where I wanted to start because I've seen pieces of this together already. So no, he was all for it.
Separating the X's and O's, you've had a lot to deal with from the start of training camp to now with this team. Wheeler said you have no idea when asked about it, but you have.
That's a good thing.
You have an
yeah.
Idea. How big has the challenge been for you just to try to keep guys focused?
It's been great, and it's been a great challenge. And the theme running through this so far, and it's kind of what I tell myself every day when O'Brien Little goes down, because this version of event that you didn't predict would happen happens. If you handle it right, it turns out to be better for your team. So we're kind of grinding through some games, but they're young players learning to defend differently than they had to the year before. They're going to be better players. I don't know if it's going to be this month or it's going to be, but these young players now are starting to get some pucks out along the wall because they're having more frequency of that. There are defensemen here. I mean, I think we probably have Tucker Pullman, for an example. The adversity is Dustin's not here. Tucker Pullman gets a whole lot of different kind of minutes than he would have got. Neil Pionk played 29. So there's some benefit to all of these challenges as long as you maintain that mental model. Every bad thing that happens is an opportunity, truly is an opportunity for you to get a benefit. You just may not see the benefit this week, or you may not feel it tonight behind the bench. There's a potential benefit here if you handle it right. And that's how we're moving every day.
Paul, you mentioned Tucker. He was a full participant today. Yeah. So is he kind of good to go now?
So I've got him good to go today. So, I mean, I'll release it. It was a migraine. And we're careful with those. So he dealt with it, and it didn't present itself right away, but he had a migraine for 2 days. So once it cleared up, he got cleared, checked out. He feels great. Felt great yesterday, worked real hard, had a full-on practice today. I'll say he's available for tomorrow, assuming that he comes in tomorrow and he feels 100%.
And then just one more for me on depth. You've had a number of a run here with Appleton, Letestu, now Bork, Ryan, longer-term injuries to forwards. How better positioned are the Jets to deal with that depth-wise safety than they were even a couple of years ago?
Well, up front now, we've got still really young players that we're not trying to hide anymore or be real careful with. So when you get some injuries, I can run three lines way harder than I could have, you know, even last year or the year before. I'm kind of careful about that third line a little bit, and now I'm not. And that Lowry's line will get up into bigger minutes. It's just flip-flop. Now we got 8 healthy defensemen, where we were a little thin at training camp, and now we've got 8 and probably a couple in the minors that could play here too, and we're starting to lose forwards. But you said this is an opportunity for us to improve as a team, and I mean that. And that's how we're handling all of these injuries, all of these things that are going on. If we do it right with the right mental mindset, this will make us better.
There's been conjecture from outside about what the room itself would be like, and regardless of what it was like, yeah. Do you think these 2 months and the things that have occurred have made it stronger?
Yeah, I think we've had a great room from the start. It went with, like, the work level was outstanding in training camp. And then we've done some things for that kind of team building to get together. I'm going to say yes. You'll never know until you're hanging around the room every day. And even the coach, you know, I don't have a stall in the room. But you can tell on the bench, and I think it's a part of why we've been able to come back in games and battle back. They're playing for each other. And they're staying in the fight, and that's the biggest piece of comebacks in games, and we've had a bunch of them.